We're here with Susan. Susan is the head of the Ember Project right here in Youngstown. And Susan, why don't you give us a 10,000 foot view of what the Ember Project is here in the Valley?
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. So Ember stands for Early Mothers Become Empowered and Resilient. And what our function is we help women who were teen mothers, or what we call early mothers, which means women who became a mother before the age of 25. And we help these women with educational support and career support. Long story short, we want to help them take the next step towards financial stability. So whether that's getting their GED or getting a certificate or, you know, a certification, those are things that we can help with if they have a job and they want a better job. We have resume writers, job coaches, things like that. Anything we can do to help these women provide a financially stable future for themselves and their family.
And obviously the one thing that everybody could use in a time like having a baby is a support network. I think even people who feel like they have everything lined up, there's always something else. So it's really great to know that there's an organization that is helping people who might have more than one or two things that they are worried about. Looking though underneath the hood at the Ember Project, what would you say is kind of the driving philosophy?
Driving philosophy is meeting these young women where they are and walking alongside of them. So one of our major functions is mentoring. So for instance, if a young woman wants to be a nurse, we will match her up with a woman who was a teen mother, who is now a successful nurse or a successful person in the medical profession. And we'll match them up as a mentor and mentee so that, you know, she has somebody that she can look up to, that she can talk to, that she can bounce things off of, that has literally walked through the same journey that she's on. It's really important because, again, you can hear, oh, you can do it. But when you're saying that, when you're hearing that from somebody that has literally done it and been successful at it, regardless of all the roadblocks in the way, it's a lot more, you know, encouraging and motivational than if you just heard it from somebody that really doesn't know what it's like.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. Kind of looking back at the start of the Ember Project, the early motherhood situation is not obviously unique to Youngstown or the Mahoning Valley. What really helped you make that decision that, like, this is where I want it anchored? This is really where I can make the biggest impact right here.
Basically, it's where I live. I live in Salem, Ohio, and I believe that Salem is an interesting little town kind of in the middle of a lot of things. Mm-hmm. You know, it's in the middle of pretty much in the middle of Cleveland. It's in the middle of Pittsburgh, or between Cleveland and Pittsburgh. I'm sorry. You can get a lot of places from Salem in about the same amount of time. So in our first year, we served Trumbull, Mahoning, Columbiana, and Stark. And then this year, we were able to add on Portage, Summit, Lake Geauga, Lorain, and Cuyahoga. So again, huge expansion for being in our second year. I just feel like Salem is just sort of a good place to be at because it's not far away from anything. Plus, most of what we do is virtual, you know, whether it's a meeting on a phone or on a laptop or on a tablet, 95% of what we do is virtual. So honestly, we even have participants that are in other states, like we have one in Montana. We have one in Arizona.
Wow. That's definitely a little bit farther than, you know, than central Ohio. So,
right. Salem is not close to Montana.
But Susan, looking at the organization overall and knowing that you're doing good already, kind of looking into the future, what legacy would you love to leave both as an organization, but also, you know, in these communities that you're helping these women?
The legacy that I have always wanted to leave is secure, financially stable families. When you become a parent as a teenager, your future is incredibly unsure. It's incredibly, you know, unfocused. And so the legacy that I want to leave is knowing that the families that have gone through our program come out on the other side in a better situation than what they came in. We want to teach them financial literacy and job skills and stress management and all of the things that at 16, when I became a parent, I needed somebody to teach me, and nobody was around to do it.